It's time once again for the Throbbing Hive when we check in with John Moe. He's our man plugged in around the clock to the world of social media and the internet. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
All right, what's throbbing in the hive this week?
A victory for convenience and a victory for a little bit of common sense, because in the past week, since we have spoken last, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has lifted the longstanding ban on electronics during takeoff and landing of flights.
Oh, finally.
Notify Alec Baldwin.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let Alec Baldwin know that now his behavior is finally acceptable.
Sure.
After a distinct lack of planes crashing due to Kindles being read, the FAA finally came around and said that, yes, the plan is now that you'll be able to read ebooks, play games, watch videos while you're up in the air, as long as you are in airplane mode. You can't make phone calls while you're up there, so the jackassery still needs to be managed, but you can get on electronics. They determined that the small little radio signal that goes into these devices wasn't sufficient to bring down a jumbo jet. However, not all airlines are yet allowing this.
Okay, so this
Delta,
a phased rollout.
Yes,
okay.
So apparently what the airlines need to do is get a plan together for how this is going to work and kind of do the paperwork, you know, kind of sift through the bureaucracy. If you're flying Delta out of MSP, good news, they are one of the airlines that is already in compliance, so you can keep watching your video, avoid talking to your seatmate. It's just, it's great all around. JetBlue also is going along with this, but not a lot of the other ones, as far as I can tell. I think that's going to start rolling in soon, but United, Southwest, US, American, Sun Country apparently are not yet allowing it, but they will.
See, I thought the whole interference story that they tell us was just to stop people from being annoying.
Jill, I don't think any legislation or FAA rules can stop human beings from being annoying on an airplane.
I'd also heard something like it really was just a subterfuge to get you to listen to the safety speech, which was another thing, possibly. But who knows? I mean, it's...
You just have to factor in, does trickery move faster than bureaucracy moves slowly? It's sort of going in opposite directions. And, you know, if you're going to bet on something, bet on the sloth of government bureaucracy.
Oh, of course, at all times. All right, well, we'll look for that. And again, we're not going to be able to make phone calls.
Don't make phone calls.
Any of these times. It's just the, right, not in a transmit or receive mode, as they say, right?
You won't be able to stream Netflix.
Right, that's important to keep
because that'll be the new thing that everybody starts complaining
about. Of course.
If I can read an ebook, why can't I
stream Netflix? You guys?
Obama.
Right. All right, what else do you have today?
Well, there's been a coup. There's been a revolution at the top of the most followed list in Twitter. And Justin Bieber, long the king, has been overthrown by Katy Perry.
Whoa, well, that's
quite big time artists on The Current. I don't know really how this affects the playlists around here at The Current.
We will have to make some adjustments.
Yeah. Now, it was Lady Gaga who had that for quite some time, but I guess Justin has been reigning for a little while.
Yeah,
right?
Justin is, as I printed it off just before coming up here, Justin was at 46,502,000 and change, and Katy Perry at 46,530,000 and change. Lady Gaga only 40,401,000.
So let's see, the little monsters are falling off, the Beliebers are falling off, and now Katy Perry's on top.
I don't know what the word is for Katy Perry, but I gotta say, I'm kind of happy about this.
Why is that?
Because I have watched the Katy Perry documentary, which is on Netflix.
And I was going to watch it, but now that you say you've seen it, I think I'm going to go through it.
Please do. My daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, loves Katy Perry. She's not a Justin Bieber fan. She's a casual Lady Gaga fan, but she's nuts for Katy Perry. And I watched this thing and I totally understood why. She is dynamic. She's sassy. She's smart. She's self-determined.
She's always happy.
Well, she's positive. She isn't happy in the movie when her marriage to Russell Brand is collapsing all around her.
Of course, now she's probably happy about that. But
I think so. But it's, it was one of these things where my daughter was watching the movie. And so I went down to kind of just visit And then I just got sucked in by the Katy Perry movie.
So to what does Katy Perry attribute her her dominance in the arena of of Twitter?
Well, I doubt that she's out there doing much boasting, but I would attribute, she's got this new single, Roar, that's really big, that's busting out among
all over the current.
All the young people, all over the current. Right. Yep, Mumford & Sons and Katy Perry, sure. That's you guys. And so I think she's sort of back in the news, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bieber was kind of hitting his Leif Garrett, Sean Cassidy kind of threshold, where the charm, the bloom is off the rose.
Well,
so to speak.
You know, one can only do so many combinations of urinating in the mop bucket and you know, getting caught in brothels.
And I'll give you the rest of the top 10 real quickly. So it's Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, then Barack Obama, leader of the free world, who narrowly beats out Taylor Swift, YouTube. Britney Spears. How about Britney for hanging in there all these years?
No kidding.
Mm. Rihanna, Instagram, and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, right.
Well, if the president needs to get a message out to the country, first he needs to tweet it at Katy Perry, and then she'll retweet it.
Then she'll retweet it. Then finally he might reach some listeners.
That's true. Yeah. Good plan.
Yes.
Well, all right. Thank you once again, as always, John, for the reporting from the core of the Throbbing Hive. John is also the host of Wits, and you got another show coming up Thursday. John, tell us about
it. Yeah, we have a show coming up Thursday, which is different from what it might appear to be on your schedules. We had a couple of cancellations for various reasons.
Triumphant, pulling it out, though.
So we lost Ellie Kemper and Waxahachie for the upcoming show. We hope to have them both on later down the road. But we have booked Scott Aukerman, the host of Comedy Bang Bang, who is hilarious, and Eugene Merman, who's a great stand-up comedian out of New York. He's on Bob's Burgers. He was in Flight of the Conchords. And then musical guest, our good friend Kathleen Edwards. We call up to Canada. We say, Kathleen, we need you. And she says, I am on that airplane.
Fantastic. Yes. Kathleen Edwards.
And you guys recently added another show to the season,
yes,
right?
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. And this is one that I think we've been trying to get together for a while, and it lined up, and we're so happy we're going to be doing a show with Dessa.
Ding!
I know.
Nice, nice.
Local audiences might know her a little bit a lot. And
not played nearly as much as Katy Perry.
I know.
But we've spun some of her tunes.
Now I'm thinking about a duet. Yeah. So Dessa is the music guest, and Jason Ritter, who is the star of Parenthood and the son of John Ritter and a very funny actor in his own right, has been in a lot of those Drunk History episodes on Comedy Central, if you've seen those. And so Jason will be there, and that's on December 19th.
Sounds good. So, all right, the show coming up on Thursday, Wits, with Eugene Merman, Kathleen Edwards, and
Scott Aukerman.
Let's play some Kathleen Edwards as we head out here, by the way, because I haven't heard her in just a little while. And
you need some of that.
I think that's really in order. So, Kathleen Edwards, thank you so much, John. See you next time.
Thanks.
It's 89.3 The Current.